Say chingus, it's your girl Kathleen, aka Cassidine, aka Sodine, and welcome back to another episode of Sodine Soapbox. Yes, here on Sodine Soapbox is where we rant about all things love, life, and the pursuit of music. Get into it. What's going on, family? It's been a long time. I shouldn't have left you without a dope beat to step two. Shout out to Aaliyah, okay? And Timbaland for that beat. What's going on, family? How you doing? If you are a returning listener, welcome. Y'all already know what to do. You already know what the vibes are. But if you are new, come on in. Grab your tea, grab your wine, grab your coffee, grab your water. Because around here, we drink our water and mind our business. But most importantly, I want you to kick off your shoes and relax your feet. Because around here, we a family. What is going on, y'all? It has been a minute. When I say a minute, it's been a month, obviously, because I drop these monthly. But it has been a minute, y'all. What is going on? How you doing? How your mama and them? Kijon ye? Como familia ye? Chachin esaya? Yeah, y'all, it has been a minute. So what's up? We are going to get into today's episode. But y'all already know. Before we do, please follow your girl on all the socials. The handle is The Shameless Listo on all platforms. That's S-H-A-M-E-L-E-S-S-L-I-S-Z-T-O. So just getting all of the housekeeping stuff out the way so we can jump into today's episode. Because again, I missed y'all. Did you miss me? Because I missed y'all for real. But honestly, truly, I needed this break, okay? I needed this time off. And not necessarily in the sense of like I was feeling burnt out or whatever. I just generally felt like the Lord was telling me to take a step back from all social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. Take a break from everything, and as well as take a break from the podcast to just kind of be present in the moment and just be, if I'm being honest. And so that's just what I did. And it was like low-key last minute when I decided to go on the social media break and not decide to do the podcast, because I was all ready to release an episode and to start recording. And then I just felt it very heavy in my spirit that, like, because I was getting a lot of, dang, we already jumping in the episode, but that's just what we do around here. But leading up to September, I just kind of felt like I was getting a lot of signs and messages from the Lord that, like, he wanted me to just take September off and just kind of pivot a little bit. And I was like, okay, I'm just gonna ride this wave, surf this wave for a little bit. And then next thing I knew, when it was like, because normally I record these episodes at least the week before I'm supposed to release them. And so I was getting ready to do that. And it just wasn't, I feel like I was pushing up against the wall. Normally, you know, when I'm getting ready to do this, I may or may not struggle with what I'm gonna talk about topics wise. But it's usually nothing for me to just sit down and turn the mic on and just go. But I felt like a lot of pushback this go around about doing that. And I was like, okay, what's the reason behind this? Like, let me sit in this emotion for a bit. And that's when I just kind of felt like, okay, I'm supposed to take a break. I'm supposed to take a social media break. And it's not to say that like social media consumes my life. And I did notice, you know, like anybody else, when you have like your moments of downtime, when you have your moments of boredom, you just have a tendency to jump on social media. And so I realized I was doing that a lot. Even in this monthly break and I didn't have social media, I found myself on Pinterest, y'all. Like I was going through Pinterest. And even that I had to stop because I realized I was addicted to the feeling of scrolling. Like that's really what it was for me, was I had a problem with scrolling. Just passing the time through scrolling. Not really you know, not really ingesting anything meaningful, but just the feeling of tapping to like and scrolling. It's just mindless behavior. And that was a problem for me. Not so much that I couldn't live without social media, but just the mindless scrolling was an issue. So yeah, it was definitely a much needed respite for me to take this month off and just be present, be in the moment, do the things that I need to do. And so, yeah, I'm going to obviously delve into it more in today's episode because this is just going to be a Soyden's life update also tied into today's episode. Before we do, I am going to just jump into our church announcements and then we're just going to go ahead and jump right in to today's episode, today's topic. So here are your church announcements.
All right. Y'all already know, your girl is a small content creator. There's only one thing that I ask of you, my listeners, and that's to show how much you love my podcast. So what I'd need for you guys to do is to head over to Podchasers and find this podcast. Leave your girl 4 or 5 stars. 5 stars is preferred. And to write 1 to 2 lines on why you love my podcast. I would just really appreciate it if you would just rate my podcast 4 or 5 stars. And it has to be specifically Podchasers because I know I have some listeners who listen on Google, who listen on Apple or Spotify. But the thing is that the recognition and the acknowledgement comes through Podchasers. That's where you get sponsorships. That's where you get any type of accolades. It comes through Podchasers. That's why I specifically indicate that's where you need to go. So here's what you guys need to do. Simple instructions. Simple. As a teacher, I'm going to give you the steps 1, 2, 3. Step number 1, go to podchaser.com. That's podchaser.com. Step number 2, find your favorite podcast. That's this one, Soyden's Soapbox. That's Soyden's Soapbox. Step number 3, when you find your favorite podcast, this one, you're going to leave me 4 or 5 stars. 5 stars is preferred. And then you're going to write 1 to 2 lines saying why you love this podcast. Okay, see? 3 easy steps. It be that set. Fini. Finito. Kunasa. Finished. And that's it. And it does so much for someone like me who's a small content creator just trying to grow her platform. That's all I ask. And I thank you in advance for helping me because then it allows me to continue to make content just for you. So again, I thank you in advance. And that is the end of our church announcements.
Okay, and that is your church announcements. We are back. All right, so with this episode, let's first talk about like how my month went, right? Because it's the month of September is when I took the break. It is now October, which is the best month ever. All my October babies, stand up in the building right now. It's October. First of all, there's 2 things. 1, I'm excited that it's October. But 2, it's October, y'all. We got 2 more months left before the year is over. What the flip? I'm not going to say where did 2023 go because I was very intentional about this year. But also, where did 2023 go? Like, dímelo, malhe, tell me, where did 2023 go? So yeah, if you're October baby, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to us. We are the best. And don't let nobody else tell you otherwise, okay? Because y'all are irrelevant. If you were not born in the month of October, don't nobody care. I'm just joking. But October babies, stand up. But yeah, so September started off with me visiting Chinatown with my students. We went on a little field trip and that was fun. That was probably one of my best field trips to date, especially like collectively with teachers and students. That was like a really fun field trip. We got to explore Chinatown. Prior to going to Chinatown, the kids had to do learning activities. So they got to choose an activity, whether it be doing table tennis or playing billiard or pool. I actually don't know which one is which. I know there's a difference in how the table is set up, but I'm not sure which one is which. So forgive me for all my, if there's anybody who's listening who's an expert in that. But I don't know if it was billiard or pool, but one of them. Some of the kids got to do a go to this board game room and just play board games, obviously. Some kids who might have been interested in news, they went to a room that was like basically a simulated news anchor room. So they could do the weather, they could be a news anchor, etc. There was a karaoke room, a bunch of different activities. I ended up having to chaperone these kids who were learning this traditional Korean instrument. I don't remember the name of it now, but it's basically a instrument almost similar to a harp, but you place it on your lap and you place one hand on the instrument and then you pluck the strings with the other. So I got to learn how to do that. That was actually very fun, very difficult, but fun. So we did that prior to exploring Chinatown, and basically Chinatown, we let the kids kind of free range, but it was still fun overall. So that's how I started off the month of September. And then as far as September goes, September, I've been trying to hit the gym as much as possible because I am working on my fitness, as they say. I am not particularly trying to get snatched by my birthday. I'm just trying to be more disciplined about my body, being more healthy. I've never been one who's opposed to not working out. My struggle is food. I love food. And I'm sorry. I know that people say we shouldn't be eating bread, but the Bible says that Jesus is the bread of life. So aren't I being disobedient by not eating bread? Like, someone please explain that to me, because I love bread. I love Texas Roadhouse bread. I love Red Lobster biscuits. I love bread. But people are saying like, oh, you gotta cut out bread. You gotta cut out the carbs. But the Bible says Jesus is the bread of life. Jesus broke bread with the disciple. When we have communion, we have bread. So I feel like I'm stepping out of the will of the Lord if I don't eat bread. So I don't know. I'm confusion. Y'all telling me don't eat bread, but Jesus is the bread of life. Somebody explain it to me, please. That's all I'm asking. Is somebody please explain it to me? Because I love bread, I love pasta, I love food, and I feel like life is meant to be enjoyed by the food we enjoy. Because what it look like, I decide I'm going to take a trip to Greece and I can't eat their food because quote unquote carbs? What it look like I'm going to Italy and I can't eat all the pizza and the pasta and the rigatonis all I want? That's not life. But also, I do understand my body is a temple. I need to take care of it. That things need to happen in moderation. But I'm just saying, I'm sick of people telling me you need to take out bread when Jesus is the bread of life. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. So anyways, we're going to get off that. So yeah, outside of that, I've just been relaxing. That's a whole lie. Your girl's been packing. Your girl's been cleaning and packing. Even as we speak, this weekend, I'm just coming off of the Chuseok holiday break, which for those who don't know, Chuseok is Korean Thanksgiving. And so it just so happened to fall on the weekend that another holiday is, I think it's like National Federation holiday. Y'all don't get me to lying, but there's another holiday. So Korea decided to create a temporary holiday. So basically, Korean Chuseok started Thursday, September 28th, and would have ran all the way to October 1st. And so most people would have went back to work October 2nd. But then there's another holiday, October 3rd. So Korea basically decided, you know what, let's just go ahead and create a temporary holiday for that Monday the 2nd. So it's just a straight through holiday. So we were lucky enough to have a 6-day Chuseok break. So for me, I basically took advantage of that to clean and pack up parts of my apartment. Not the whole thing, child, I can't. But if y'all don't know, this is my last year in Korea. And so I am in the midst of cleaning, packing, throwing things away, giving things away, leaving things behind, because that is Korean culture, is that you never leave an empty house or empty apartment to the next person moving in. Even if they decide to throw things away, that's their prerogative. But it's customary that, like, as a way to say, like, this place has been loved and lived in, you leave things behind. So when I tell you I am leaving things behind for the person after me, like, I have left majority of my dishes, majority of my Tupperware. I have so many cleaning supplies that I plan to leave behind if I don't use them up by the time I leave here. I just have a lot of, like, miscellaneous things that I intend to just leave behind for the teacher who will follow after me. But even so, there are still things I need to pack up and move. Because I'm sorry, I'm not built for the minimalistic lifestyle. I understand that that's the way, but I'm not a minimalistic person. I want my place to feel lived in. I don't want my place to feel cold and like a hospital. That's not me. The YouTube girlies have been really about that white and that cream and that drop of color, and it's giving hospital. It's giving cold. It's giving nobody lives here. It's giving you don't want to invite me into your space. I'm not welcome. But hey, go off. If that's your aesthetic, that whole clean aesthetic, by all means, go off. Do you, boo. But for me, my place looks lived in. Sometimes a little too lived in, but it looks lived in. So I don't do the minimalistic lifestyle. And unfortunately, I'm very much like my mother. My mother is a hoarder. And so in certain aspects, I hoard. For example, I keep all my Apple boxes. I'm sorry. What if I need them later? Like, and a matter of fact, I keep boxes for all appliances. Any appliance I buy, I keep the boxes. And as a matter of fact, right now, it's coming in handy because I have a couple of things and I'm like, how am I going to pack this up? And then ding, 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 I remember I kept the box. So guess what? I just put it right back in the box and it makes things so much easier for me to pack. So while some people may think that's a bad habit to keep the boxes, guess what? It's worked in my favor right now because I'm literally like, there are certain things that have like oblong shapes, i.e. my boom arm for my mic. I bought one when I started this podcast. And so now I need to pack it up. And I just put my mic on the desk. But I was like, how am I going to pack it up? Because it's such an odd shape. Girl, past you was looking out for future you. You kept the box. Girl, thank you. Past Kathleen, thank you for looking out for future Kathleen. So yeah, in some areas, unfortunately, I'm a hoarder. And I'm okay with that. I have come to terms with who I am as a person, and you just need to come to terms with who you are. So don't judge me, okay? Don't judge me. If you are a minimalist and you throw everything away, good for you. If you are someone who declutters every 3 months, good for you. I'm not, okay? So don't judge me. This is a judge-free zone, okay? So if I feel your eyes of judgment right now, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I rebuke you. So anyways, moving on. Your girl has been packing. Your girl has been cleaning. And when I say it is ghetto, it is ghetto. Not only that, I don't live close to the post office. And it's not like I could take the bus to the post office. So I'm having difficulty now trying to take my boxes to the post office to ship to my parents' house. Because I'm trying to ship as many boxes ahead of me as I can before I go home. And I'm trying to pack now because I am a planner and I don't want to wait till the last minute to be trying to pack up and clean and move and this, that, and the third. I want to be as less stressed as I can. My friend the other day was saying like, wow, you really fit your MBTI. And I'm like, I guess so. Because my MBTI is ISTJ, which most people are surprised by because they don't believe that I'm an introvert, but I'm very much an introvert. And as Koreans would say, I'm a chipsunni. Like, I'm a homebody, but I am someone who, in the right spaces, in the right environments, I appear to be an extrovert. So I don't know, maybe the MBTI, they need to find something that's like ambivert, because I can fluctuate between the two. In some spaces, I'm an introvert. I'm just sitting in the room. I'm just observing, not talking, just observing. And then other instances, I'd be the life of the party, or I just be getting in with everybody else. And I think that's why most people confuse me with extrovert. Most of my students think I'm extrovert because of how I come into the classroom. And I was like, you have no idea how drained my battery is by the time I get home. And it's nothing to them because I love them very much. But your girl be exhausted by the time I get home because I have to exert so much energy. And then me being J people are planners. We have organizers. I have planners in my house that honestly I don't use. But one thing about me, the start of a year, I'm buying a planner. I am gonna buy a planner. Don't matter if I don't use it, I'm gonna buy a planner. But if you see like my Google Calendar, oh, I don't play by my Google Calendar. I am a planner. I don't do last minute stuff. And I think part of that also has to do with, if you know my L'école, la caille, l'église story, you know it took me 3 to 5 business days to ask my parents to go anywhere. So I think I've just naturally inherited that. I couldn't go out without giving my parents 3 to 5 business days. So I think I've just naturally attuned to the fact that if someone comes to me and they're like, oh, hey, let's go here, 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 and it's the day of, I'm like, nah. Now, I'm not as bad as my parents, but you got to at least give me 24 hours to mentally prepare for the fact that, like, I'm going to be outside. So at least I'm like, okay, tomorrow at this time, I'm going out. But if you hit me up same day and you're like, oh, let's go here, 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 depending on who you are, I might say yes. Depending on who you are, I might say yes. But 9 times out of 10, if we're not that close, I'm telling you no. I'm like, oh no, I'm a bit tired. I'm not feeling well. I got a headache, blah, 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 blah. Just know it's because you hit me up at the last minute. And don't show up to my house either. I have a friend. You know who you are if you're listening. I have a friend. She, back in like when I lived in Virginia, she used to knock on my door at the like randomly. She wouldn't call. She wouldn't text. She would just show up to my apartment or I lived in an apartment and just knock on a door. And I'm like, I wasn't expecting no visitors. So whoever's at my door, it can't be for me, even though I'm the only one that lives there. But I'm like, it can't be nobody because everybody I know is not gonna just pop up on me and knock on my door. And sure enough, every single time she'd call me, she'd be like, girl, I'm outside. Girl, who invited you? You didn't tell me that you were outside. Oh, I was swinging home from work and I wanted to know what you were doing. Girl, that was a phone call. That was a text. Hey, girl, I'm leaving work. What are you doing? Not you showing up to my house. So yeah, I'm very much an introvert, but I'm also very much a planner. So my friend is just like, why are you packing so early? And I'm like, because I don't want the stress in December, January, when it's time for me to leave. Like, I want peace. I don't want problems always. I want peace. So yeah. So this month of September, I've just been mainly packing and cleaning. Even though that's what I've been doing in like the natural sense. Like I said, the reason why I took a break in September is because I felt like God was telling me to like take a step back from social media and just be in the moment. And one of the things that I took away from that is I've realized this is my thank you next season. Like, that's the mood I'm in. You know, shout out to Ariana Grande, regardless of how you feel about her. But I'm in my thank you next phase. And while the song, you know, is Ariana thanking her exes for like whatever she got out of their relationship and she's ready for the next one, I thought about it in the sense of like, I'm grateful and I'm thankful for this season of my life. For those, again, if you're new here listening, I've been in Korea for 4 years. And when I say it has not been easy, it has not been the best, especially because the first 2 years were, you know, shadowed by COVID and having to adjust not only in a new country, but a country where I didn't speak the language, but then also having to deal with COVID and the restrictions and the unknowns. It was just a lot on my plate all at once. And that was a very interesting time to navigate through. And then, you know, to get to this part where, like, COVID obviously is not going anywhere. I think COVID is going to be just like the flu, unfortunately. But now that I'm on the other side of that and I'm getting to the point where I'm wrapping this, I've been calling this an arc because I started, again, this is a judge-free zone, right? Right. I started rewatching One Piece. Y'all better not judge me, okay? Don't judge me. I feel y'all judge me. I can sense the look of shock as I say that. I can sense the look of shock as I say, but hear me out. I'm on the most current episode. I think it was like 1077. Which just saying that sounds terrible. But whatever. Dragon Ball Z has been going on for years and years and years. And Detective Conan. Nobody talks about how long Detective Conan has been running. Like, please. Or Grey's Anatomy. Grey's Anatomy has been running for years. So leave me alone. But anyways, one of my friends back in the States, she decided to start watching One Piece. And she was talking about all the stuff that happened. And I was like, oh my God, that was such a, you know, memorable moment. Or, oh my God, that was so hilarious when that happened, et cetera, et cetera. It got me excited again. And so I was like, you know what? Let me rewatch One Piece again. And so now hear me out. Korea has One Piece on Netflix, but it's in Korean. And so I'm like, I'm not finna watch this because no, I'm not finna watch this in Korean. I can't get Crunchyroll out here. And so while there are other websites I could watch it, I wanted to watch One Piece on a Netflix-like platform where I don't have to keep manually clicking on the episodes. I can skip the intros and things like that. Because I started off watching One Piece on Crunchyroll, and then I started watching it on like other websites here and there. And now I have like one website that I mainly watch it on. But I wanted to rewatch it on Netflix. So thank God for VPNs, okay? So anyways, I realized it's on One Piece is on Netflix in the US. So I was like, okay, bet. So I just started to rewatch it. And I absolutely am falling in love with it all over again. Like, I'm falling in love with it all over again. And I'm an OP fan forever, forever, ever. So don't judge me, okay? Do not judge me. I rewatch other animes all the time. Like, I can't tell you how many times I've rewatched Yu Yu Hakusho, Hunter x Hunter. I feel like those are the two I mainly rewatched. I haven't rewatched Bleach. I'm watching the new season. I haven't rewatched Bleach. And I don't see myself rewatching Bleach. That, the storyline isn't enticing enough for me to rewatch Bleach. Like, let's be honest. The new season, the Thousand Year Blood Wars. Now, that's good. But the beginning, nah. There's a few other animes that I've rewatched. But I can't, they're not coming to me at the top of my head. But don't. Again, don't judge me. Judge yourself. Judge yourself. Don't judge me. Anyways, so I've been looking at my life as an arc. If you're familiar with One Piece, you know there's different arcs. There is the Skypiea arc. There's the Wano arc, which is the current one right now. And so I'm like, this was an amazing arc of my life. These past 4 years, you know, again, there have been depressive moments and periods of time that I was just like, get me out of here today. You know, they have what's called in Korea like the midnight run, where people just abandon their apartments. They take the first flight in the middle of the night and they're gone, like in sync, gone. And I'm like, I'm not gonna do that because I understand I'm here on assignment. I'm here for a reason. I'm here for a purpose. But right now, in this moment, this sucks. This sucks. And I realized, like, this is the best season of my life thus far, because I don't think that this is the cap for me. I believe that this is just the beginning of what's to come for me. And that's why I feel like I'm dubbing this like my thank you next period. Like, this last little leg that I'm in, I'm just sitting and I'm like, thank you for all the things that Korea taught me, all the good things it taught me, all the bad things it taught me, all the things that I will carry with me in future endeavors and future parts of my life. And then there are things that, like, I came to Korea with rose-colored glasses. Now, I didn't come here thinking I was gonna find my oppa, but I just imagined my life in Korea to look so different. So different. And that just goes to show, like, God's ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. And this was exactly that. I imagined Korea to go one way and God was like, ha ha, you thought. And so I am grateful. I'm thankful. And I'm ready for the next thing. I'm ready for the next arc. I'm ready for the next chapter. I'm ready for the next season of my life and for what's on the other side. Am I scared? Yes. Am I nervous? Yes. Am I anxious? Yes. And I'm also excited and I'm thrilled and I'm looking forward to what is going to happen on the other side. I don't know what's going to happen on the other side, but I'm looking forward to it. Because it can only go up from here. It can only go up from here. I can't go back down. It can only go up from here. And so on the spiritual aspects or on the spiritual side, that's what I've been learning during this season. And I've just been really being intentional with my morning devotions and like consuming a lot more wholesome content in the sense of like contents that will help me to be better. And it doesn't necessarily have to be Christian content, but content about being better in business, being better with my finances, being better as a woman, being better as a person, understanding my emotions and feelings when it comes to like emotional intelligence. So I've been really learning and doing better about my growth, not just obviously in the month of September, but just recognizing that there's so much that I really want to pour into myself, and I just needed to take a step back from social media. And so today I'm not fully on the social media. Like, I'm gonna keep it a buck. Like, I turned off all notifications, so I'm only gonna show up into social media when I remember to show up in Instagram. So there's that. I had to unfollow a lot of pages. Like, I finally unfollowed the Shade Room. Because while, yeah, sometimes the information is entertaining, I realize it's not beneficial and it's not doing anything. One, it's not doing anything beneficial for me as a person, but it's also not doing anything beneficial for Black people. It's very divisive. It's very just, it's ratchet. And I'm someone that I'm not opposed to ratchetness. I can get down with a little bit of ratchetness, by all means. But it's just like, you know, they would pass on information as facts when it's not, or they pick and choose what information. And it's like, I'm sick and tired of seeing Bluehead and Chris, whatever her name is. And it's no offense to them. Like, I don't care. I don't care about somebody's toxic relationship that, one, doesn't benefit me. And like, it's a learning lesson, it's a growing lesson, it doesn't add money to my bank account, it doesn't help me grow as a person. I don't care. And I'm like, I just was following, I'm like, really just to feel like I'm in the know. But like, that whole time I was off of social media, a lot of the stuff that was like might have been floating through social media, I ended up seeing it on YouTube, because that's where most of my time was spent, was on YouTube. So, I mean, I might not have seen everything that went down, but a lot of the big important stuff, like I saw something about Tyler Perry being in Black women's business, which, child, I'm not even going to get into that. I saw stuff about that Kirk Franklin Father's Day documentary. Oh, had me boohooing. Saw that. Heard about the whole Kerry Washington and her memoir. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the stuff came across my feed regardless of me finding it on social media. So I'm like, I'm going to be in the know-how whether I want to be or not, because it's going to find me one way or another. So yeah, that's basically how this month of September went for me. And it was just very, and September was also very healing for me as well, in the sense of like, I had a lot of difficulties that I was facing, and God healed those parts of me in terms of like, you know, relationships and friendships and dealing with things on my own and recognizing that I'm someone who I doubt a lot. I fear a lot in terms of like, okay, God, you were able to do this last time. Great. Amazing. High five. But maybe I done ran out of my luck. And this next situation that's going on, maybe you can't do it again. You know, maybe I done ran out of the, you know, the grace and mercy. Maybe I done ran out of the favor. And obviously that's not true, but I realize like I'm not going to say I'm a very anxious person. I'm not going to say that as my confession. I just recognize that I have a tendency to lean towards an anxious mind versus having a faith mind and trusting that if he did it before, he'll do it again. He'll never leave me. He'll never forsake me. He's never going to just have me hanging high and dry, because just like a natural parent is never going to leave their child high and dry, especially one that's loving and supportive and caring, why would my heavenly father leave me hanging high and dry and be like, well, you got to figure it out on your own. I helped you last time, not this time. Like, that's not his nature. That's not his personality. And so I had to really figure out, why do I get doubtful? Why do I get fearful? Why do I get afraid? And so these are the things that I had to deal with. These are the things I had to deal with. These are the things I had to process in that season or in this month. And maybe for some that seems like a lot, maybe for some that seems like a little, but honestly, September was like fast and slow at the same time. Fast in the sense that like I said, we're already in October, but slow in the sense that I was really making each day intentional about spending time with the Lord, which I already do, but he was just teaching me a lot about the fact that there are areas in my life that I really don't trust him in. And he was like, I'm not angry that you don't trust me in him. I just want you to be honest that you don't trust me in them. And let's process this. Let's deal with this. Let's take care of this so that you do have faith in me. You do have trust in me. And I can take you to places that you never imagined you can go because you have faith and trust in me. And so that's basically where my month has gone. And I'm looking forward to what October has for me. I don't really have plans for my birthday. And it's not necessarily like last year. Last year, I think I talked about it. I don't remember. But last year, I had like a quarter life crisis when it came to my birthday. Like, I was crying every day leading up to my birthday. I felt so unaccomplished. Like, I felt like everybody else was doing better than me. I felt like, you know, people were getting married, people were getting houses, people were getting cars, people were, you know, accelerating in their career and getting promoted and getting this, that, and the third. And I just felt like I was stagnant. I just felt like I wasn't moving anywhere. Like, I just felt like I was here. And I know obviously that's not true, that maybe in the outer appearance, maybe on like the physical level, I may seem like I'm stagnant, you know, like, I don't have a house. I don't have a car. I don't have, you know, six figures in my bank account, all of these things. But on a emotional level, a spiritual level, I have grown a lot, you know, trusting God more, having therapy, having the hard conversations and doing the hard things. I realize in those areas, I am progressing. These are just areas that are not visible. And so I can't compare myself to others because no shade, no tea to nobody. But it's like, yeah, somebody could get a new car, but I don't know what they did to get that new car. They could have prayed and God blessed them, or they could have did some shady business to get that car. I don't know. So the only thing I could do is worry about me, myself, and I. So, you know, I had to really realize, like, stop comparing yourself to other people because you see the visible or the material manifestation of people's success. Whereas, like, for me, my success has been internal. It's not, you can't see it with the natural eye, but the people around me have been able to be like, yo, like, I've seen that you've grown. You respond differently. You react differently to certain things. You are, you know, even in myself, the way I respond to certain things, I'm like, dang, girl, growth. Because the you 5-6 years ago would not have responded that way. You would have cussed somebody else first and then asked questions later. And now you're willing to at least listen twice and then respond. So your girl is learning. Your girl is growing. And so before I wrap up this episode, because I don't want to make this one too long, I want to shout out some of the podcasts or some of the YouTube channels that I have been watching that have been beneficial to me. Not of any personal requests, this, that, and a third. I just want to share resources that have really helped me to grow in my season and in this part of my life. Especially, like I said, in the month of September, these were the YouTube videos that I watched. Some of them were on the more spiritual side. Some of them were on the financial side. Some of them was just like the vlogging was given what it's supposed to give. I could see myself living that life. So I'm just gonna, share the wealth, share the resources. So the number one podcast that I was watching, and I will talk about it to the rooftop, is The Basement by Tim Ross. When I tell you, Tim Ross is not, I won't say he's not that much older than me. That man's like 48 and I'm 36, so he's clearly older than me. So Uncle Tim, The Basement by Tim Ross, regardless of whether you are Christian, agnostic, atheist, whatever, I recommend The Basement. I don't care if you start from episode 1 to episode, we're on season 7 now, but like, I don't care where you start. Any episode, it's going to have you thinking. It's going to be having you think about the life that you live, especially if you're a Christian. It's going to make you question whether you have religion with Jesus or relationship with Jesus. Like, do you know him for real, for real? And it's going to really question a lot of the things and a lot of the nuances that we, and I'm saying we as in me included, have grown up learning in church. So number one, I will always rant and rave, is The Basement by Tim Ross. Secondly, is Saved Not Soft. I think her name is Emmy Moore, if I'm not mistaken. Also a really good content, also faith-based. Another one that I watched, it's called To My Sisters, two beautiful Black British babes. It's basically a community for women, and they talk about different topics from relationships to friendships to managing finances to managing life to dating to, I mean, everything. And they also have a book that's titled the same, To My Sisters, which I did buy and definitely was very good. Like, they definitely talk about relationship, especially when it comes to women and creating that sisterhood and that bond. So, To My Sisters. The next one is a new one I recently got into. It's called, his name is Anthony O'Neill, I believe it is. It's the AO, something like that. He talks a lot about building wealth and generational wealth, getting your money together. I'm not going to hold you. He's a bit harsh. Like, depending on your personality, he could be a bit hard to swallow. But it's one of those like eat the meat, spit out the bones type of thing. But he going to help you get your money right. So I'm slowly getting into his content. Another YouTube podcast is 30 Minutes with the Perry. It is Jackie Hill Perry and her husband, and I love them too. It's very similar to The Basement, but on a little different scale, but still just as good. And then I think the last one, there's two more I'm going to recommend. One, I don't remember, I think her name is Diana, but she has a YouTube channel called Daughter. It's spelled DAH:TER, if I'm not mistaken. Also faith-based, but it's going to eat you up. The last one is Lydia Dinga. I believe it's spelled D-N-I-G-A. She does travel vlogs. She is also Black British. She travels everywhere. She's been to Bali. She's been to Singapore. She's been to Dubai. She's been to South Africa. She's been to Iceland. She's been to Sweden. She's been to, I believe she's been to Italy and Greece. She's been to a lot of countries. She's also been to LA. She's been on cruises. When I tell you, and the video quality is chef's kiss. I watch her content and I literally am like, this could be me. And not even this could be, this will be me. Her and her now husband, because at the time a lot of her videos is like her by herself, her with her girls, and then she does like vacations. But now that she's married, a lot of the traveling is her and her husband. But when I tell you, the quality is chef's kiss. So these are the YouTube videos and YouTubers I recommend you watch. Take them if you want to. Leave them if you so choose. But these are the contents that I have been consuming in this month. And so, yeah, they have been basically helping me get along. And then, like I said, also been watching One Piece. Don't judge me. Do not judge me. So, yeah, with that being said, I'm going to wrap up today's episode. I'm very glad to be back. I'm so happy to be back. And I thank you, all of my listeners, for being patient with me. Thank you for giving me space to being able to, you know, just say, hey, I need a break. I'm taking a social media break. I'm taking a step back. I'm doing this, that, and the third. And y'all still rock with me. Y'all still rock with me. Because when I started this podcast, I had no idea what this was going to look like for me. And I'm not, you know, initially I used to be like, dang, like I want to be somebody who has all these subscribers, blah, 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 blah. But you know what? Like, I have a community, regardless of how big or small it is. And I'm just thankful that when I drop a podcast episode, y'all actually click to listen. And you click to listen to the whole thing. Like, I can't tell you, ooh, girl, don't get emotional. Ooh, girl, don't do it. 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 I might cut that part out. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. But I'm thankful. I am so grateful and thankful. I don't care if it's 5 of y'all that listen, if it's 25 of y'all that listen. It's the fact that I drop an episode and y'all decide to click and listen to a regular girl from Jersey who just be ranting and raving about God knows what. And y'all just show up. Y'all just show up for me. And words cannot express how thankful I am. To God be the glory. And if y'all haven't figured it out already, I'm a Christian, and so it's gonna come through every single time. But to God be the glory, because I really just, I'm like, I'm just a regular girl. It's not to say like I don't have worth or value. It's just like podcast is a drop in the ocean. And so you could choose to listen to anybody. Anybody, like, I just gave y'all a list of a bunch of podcasts that I listen to that are way more successful than me. And I'm not even saying like I'm trying to be like them, but just way more successful than me. But the fact that y'all will still choose every month to click and listen to me, like, even, you know, there were some people who didn't know that I took a break. They were like, hey, I noticed you didn't drop an episode. Like, is everything okay? Like, what's going on? And I was just like, yo, I just assumed that, like, oh, nobody's gonna really miss the fact that, like, I didn't drop an episode. And the fact that there were people, like, you know, somebody reached out and was like, hey, I don't know if you made an announcement, but, like, I noticed that there was no episode. Thank you. Like, from the bottom of my heart, thank you, thank you, thank you. And so, like I said, I want to wrap up today's episode. I hope y'all had a great September. I hope October is amazing for you. All of my October babies, stand up. I hope that October is nothing but good to you. It brings you nothing but joy, peace, and blessings. And if you're right now having a hard time, I pray that you remember that, you know, all seasons, all storms have to come to an end. Storms don't stay forever. They have to end. And there is going to be a sun that breaks through that storm to let you know that you've made it. The darkest hour is midnight, and then the sun has to come up again. You will get through whatever your dark season, whatever your dark night, whatever your dark period is. It has to come to an end. It has to come to an end. So I pray for anybody who's having a dark season, know it will end. I pray that everybody has an amazing October, a blessed October, a peaceful, joyous October. And again, please make sure to hit me up on all the socials, from Facebook, Instagram, to X, formerly known as Twitter. The handle is Shameless Listo. That's SHAMELESSLISZTO. I love y'all for real. And until next time, your girl is off her soapbox. See ya.